Hi, you made it through. Sounded intriguing. How you doing?
All right, how are you?
You're the valet parker they told me about,
yep.
Eh?
Yep.
Yeah, I thought that might be an interesting line of work where you'd meet some wild things. You see people come into the restaurant and you see them, you almost against your better judgment, give them the keys to the car when they come reeling out of there, huh?
Not all the time.
Well, I don't want to know the name of your place, but it's a restaurant?
Yes. North Street Grill?
Well, all right. Well, okay. What can I do for you?
A little free advertising. Well, you know, we're having problems with people at work. They all expect us to park their cars.
Oh, you mean the people that...
They get angry.
The people that are not the guests of the restaurant.
No, the people that work at the restaurant.
And they expect you valet guys to park... Well, do they... It's okay. Do they tip you when you bring it to them at the end of the night?
Most of the time, they don't. They just they all expect special treatment.
Well, I don't know if I like that idea.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
nice
one...
we didn't do it.
It's like one thing. I mean, it's all right. I mean, that's what you do. You park cars. But if someone comes up, I mean, I think they should probably slip you a couple of bucks, huh?
Well, they try to get away with it.
Well, what other wacky stories? You ever had anybody that was just totally out of control show up?
Many times, but, you know, there's four of us, so we manage to deal with anyone who shows up.
What do you mean? What happens?
Well, you know, they try to start fights, but...
Why would they start fight? You're parking their car. Why would they start a fight with
you? Well, you know, a lot of times people want to park it themselves.
Oh.
They can't allow that.
And they show up with some fancy schmancy car, and they don't want to, you get in behind the wheel and fishtail around the corners with it.
Exactly.
But you don't fishtail around the corners with it.
We try not to.
You park it, you leave it unmolested. You don't say, well, he's going to be in that restaurant for an hour and a half. What do you say? Let's road trip. You don't do that kind of stuff.
Great profession.
Right. I like it. All right, I'll come by there one day, and we'll swap some stories.
I look forward to it.
You got a uniform that'll fit me? Maybe I'll park a couple of them.
I hear you're a pretty big guy. I don't know about that.
Well... That'd be wild. See, you've gotten into fights with someone saying, I'll park it myself. Where do I put it? Sorry, sir, we can't allow that.
Yeah. The worst part is they do that. Sometimes they park themselves and they leave the car with us alone for a couple hours.
So then you're all taking leaks in the gas tank and everything else, huh?
Just a little bit, sir.
I think I'm only kidding. I know you guys are the most professional crew ever came down the pike.
Exactly.
All right. Hey, good luck.
All right. God bless you.
Yeah, same to you, buddy.
Right.
Good luck. See, that's the faceless guys that park your car. There was one of them. You show up at the restaurant, the whole car is a buzz. Oh, really? You've got to have the vehicle to blue. The vehicle to blue is wonderful. Oh, here's the place right now. Okay, well, we'll get the vehicle to blue in there. And you get out of the car, you barely even look at the man. Barely even look at the man. As you go into the restaurant and feed your face, and he waits outside with the umbrella for you for crying out loud. God. Well... Let's take a quiet moment, shall we? Let's look out. I mean, it is Friday. We've had a wacky, wacky kind of week. Come on, look mistily out into the night and dream with me.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Then I met the grease man, my Bombay's. Now I believe in Preparation H. Suddenly, there's a funky man.
I gotta slip away. Yeah, I'm a little teary-eyed, I admit it. I'll be back in a second with more of the Grease Man Show.